I always encourage everyone needs a coach. We need help. We need support. We go to someone and we love it because it helps us see our blind spots. It's very easy to blame, but when you really have to look at yourself, it's like, oh, okay, I see my role in this.
Family life is essential. Jim and I are on a mission to help you live the best one. You'll hear personal stories from thought leaders of strengths and struggles with proven strategies to help you make the most of your 18 summers. I'm your co-host, Jamie Shields.
Hey, Megan, thank you for joining us today on the 18 Summer Show.
Thanks, guys, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Great to see you. So Megan, you were with Tony Robbins for 13 years. I know that that's definitely a household, I mean, in like our world, I feel like so many people know who
entrepreneurial circles,
like know who that is. I'm sure, was that like drinking out of a fire hydrant 24 hours a day? What was that like?
Yeah, it was definitely high energy and go, go, go. And was an incredible time of my life. I got to travel the world and meet some really incredible humans. And it was a beautiful experience. So I feel really blessed to have had it.
Yeah. And now you've co-founded Your Best Life Now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And now how much of like what brought you to that? I'm certain that 13 years in such a developmental tank of Tony Robbins. How has your path evolved into where you're at right now, co-founding this?
So actually the pandemic brought me there, which I'm so grateful for. I've been with Tony for a long time and traveled, and I had just had my youngest son. And I was just like doing 18 events a year. And I'm like, I just really want to be more present for him and take a step back. And just like I said, I was kind of caught up in the whole roller coaster and wasn't as present as I wanted to be. So the pandemic hit, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we're not traveling anymore. And it was perfect timing because I was like, I needed this because this is kind of my transition out into other things. So I had initially decided to take a step back and leave that organization to focus on raising my son. I had gone through a divorce at the time, and I really just wanted to focus on him. And I opened a little yoga studio that I wanted to build some community around and just kind of be simplify things for a while. And from there, probably just within a few months, one of my former clients from Tony Robbins, because my last position there was I ran his group of entrepreneurs and business owners called Platinum Partnership, and they travel the world with him for a year. And so I managed that group. And one of my clients reached out to me and was like, Megan, you know, we're not traveling anymore because of the pandemic. And so I want to create a mastermind of business owners and entrepreneurs that want to meet up and connect. And would you want to be a part of it? And at first I was kind of like, well, I can't do that kind of travel anymore. And he said, no, you can help create it and design it the way you want. So it was a really beautiful gift to tap into my creative experience and talent to kind of birth this child of Your Best Life. And that's what we did. So it's a group of about 100 business owners and entrepreneurs from around the world. And our four core values are faith, family, fitness, and finance. And that's really where it began. So we do live events around the world. And then we also provide our clients with business coaching, family coaching, relationship coaching, and strategizing. So it's a really beautiful group of people who really just want to grow all areas of their life and really help each other as well.
Yeah. And are you seeing a common theme? Obviously, great core values to start with. Pandemic, post-pandemic, are you seeing a common struggle that entrepreneurs are having today?
I think it's really the way you look at it. I think through my career, I've worked with entrepreneurs and business owners, and most of them are successful. Maybe financially, they're very successful, but they are not fulfilled. And so they are trying to chase and find the sense of fulfillment. And that's what I have learned in my experience, that that's why community is so important, because it doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter how big your business is. That is not going to fulfill you. That's not going to be the long-term goal that you want as well. So that's why we really drive and are so passionate about community and coming together and supporting each other. We have some members who their businesses are great, but maybe they're not great in relationships or their family dynamics. So everyone is really helping each other grow and help where they need to be.
Now, you mentioned your son earlier. I know that you have a blended family. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we have a 16-year-old, just turned 16 last week, and a 6-year-old. So diverse ages, two boys and two totally opposite personalities. And it's been so beautiful. I think after going through some hardships and figuring out what didn't work, when my partner and I did come together, we had both done a lot of personal development work on our own and share a lot of the same values. And so it was divine timing, kind of. And both of us come from similar backgrounds and situations and experiences. And it's all been a beautiful gift that continues to unfold. And it's really wonderful to have someone walk that path with you who shares in the sense of our family comes first, no matter what, and our kids and each other. That's why we travel on our trips for YBL about 3 times a year. And that gives us the space to grow together where we don't have the kids and businesses and things like that going on. And so it's a beautiful gift to connect. And then when we're home, we're with our kids every day, fully engaged and fully involved.
Is there any advice you'd give? Because we have a blended family as well. Is there any advice you'd give to people entering that situation, in that situation, possibly going into that situation?
Yeah. You know, I think have some grace, right? Because every person it's different. For my little one, he's really loud and outgoing and needs a lot of attention. And then our teenager is really reserved and doesn't talk a lot. So it's especially with the kids, because I think when you're in a relationship as a grown up, you're just excited. Oh, we're going to blend our family and this is going to be so fun. And things happen, especially with kids, with the way they grow and develop.
Sure.
But I think it's all about making them feel loved and safe and heard and that they're part of this. So nothing's being taken away from them. Like, you're not losing something, but you're actually gaining something. You're gaining more love. You're gaining more people and you're a part of creating this. We have sat with our kids and we together created our family rules, our family values so that a 6-year-old can understand them and a 51-year-old can understand them. So we all know our roles and we all know what our expectations are within the household. So that's what's worked for us.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that when Jim and I started dating, I always reflected to people that the boys didn't know whether he was showing up to play with me or to play with them.
Yeah.
And it just really, it created such an environment of that it was about all of us, not just about. And then as time went on, it became more of a hierarchy for a period of time. It was kind of just like level where we were all equally important and getting to know each other and whatever. And then I feel like it kind of started to show like, okay, well, we have dates. Well, now we have space. We're married. It's just a little bit as it progressed. But I think in the beginning, especially, it was just so important that they were like, wow, he's like here to see me too.
Exactly. And I think with kids, sometimes they worry, are you going to love this person more than me? Right. Going to be, again, something taken from me. And it's like teaching them, like, there is so much love in this world for everyone. And it's just going to keep growing and overflowing. And the more gratitude we have and pour into this, everybody will feel safe and secure. And I love the date night thing. We actually, not only because we were doing date nights with ourselves, but we're like, okay, let's now date nights. Everybody has to have a date in the family. So my partner and I, we have a date. And then my younger one and I have a date. And then my partner and my younger one have a date. And then our teenager and me, and then the 2 kids, because that was really, and it's still a work in progress because the age difference, the little one idolizes the teen, but he's he's annoying.
Yeah, we know all about that.
Right? You guys know what I'm talking about. So it's really, again, just getting them comfortable and knowing, like, and I think what comes in time is, you guys probably know, is finally they're like, okay, I guess like we're not going anywhere. So we're in this.
Well, we definitely, the 1-to-1 principle is probably one of our bedrocks we're known for. You got to separate the parts to strengthen the whole. And so I think that's so important. It's good to hear, like, from your vast background of this, that's a focal point for you as well. Mm-hmm. I think another focal point that you just brought up that a lot of people will just glaze over or almost throw their hands in the air and back away from is when you're like, well, my partner and I, when we're leaving for these 3 times a year for our time. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of entrepreneurs that have this absolute guilt that they're saying, well, when's the last time you went away together? Oh, or just an overnight. Well,
not even just on parents, but like moms not wanting to detach.
From like 5 or 6 years ago, we took a trip like 6 years ago. 6 years. Yeah. And they're saying, well, I can't abandon my children.
And or so my work.
When people say that, I mean, we have our own take on that, but I love to hear that you're doing that because I think it shows a huge example that you want to set. But yeah. What do you say to people who are doing this and people who work with, well, I couldn't go away with my wife or my husband, the kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're in the society now where it's like, go, go, go. And you got to run your businesses and you got to take care of your family. And it's like, we got to fill our own cup. If we want to like run our businesses and run our families effectively, you got to take care of yourself. And as parents, as the providers in this family, it's like our relationship, and I'm sure you guys probably feel this way too, especially from experience. It's like, this comes first. This is like so solid to us. And we have to walk our talk and show our kids. They are watching everything. So I remember when I had first had my son and the whole like, I can't leave him. Like, you know, something's going to happen. And then like, I was even telling a client this the other day because she hadn't left her two kids yet. And she's like, I need to be with my husband because she wanted to bring her kids on a trip. And I was like, well, it's only 3 days. And I think this is a perfect starting point because you have to have that connection with your partner or else then your kids are going to be the top priority. Then your business is going to be the top priority. And you're going to lose that passion for each other. And then you're going to drift away. I've seen it happen a lot. And then one person goes in one direction, another one goes in another direction. So it's like anything. The more you feed it and nurture it, it's going to blossom. But if you're not paying attention to it, it's not. It's like, do what you did in the beginning of the relationship and it will last a long time.
That's a simple approach.
Yeah. Another thing that we've been seeing a lot lately, and I mean, I can think of a couple of specific examples that I won't like call out, but how often do you see, because working with top level entrepreneurs, a lot of times the spouse is not completely aligned. So exactly. You're working with people on your best life now, and yet the spouse is like, why are you going with these people? Who are you on this call with? Why do they think so crazy? What is this spiritual healing? You know, like,
exactly. Yeah, that's.
And so someone even said to Jim recently, because they're in conflict, he was like, well, doesn't Jamie, you know what that's like? Jamie's like limited. And he was like, no.
Listen, we like, love learning. Like, that was just a core value. We both want to keep learning in certain subjects and
same with us. Be
excited. But yeah, I'm sure some people are all in and other people are all out. And it can be very hard on the marriage.
Hey there, friends. Let's talk about what really matters in life. Money, freedom, and family. You know, the things that keep us going, but occasionally drive us crazy as well. Now imagine if you could have all three at once. Crazy, right? To think that? But it's possible with mine and Jamie's passive income playbook. It's the perfect blueprint for creating a build-to-rent passive income generating real estate portfolio that gives you and your family the freedom and passive income that you deserve. Now I'm not just talking about some small change here. We're talking about real tangible income that will allow you to never miss that family event, that ball game, or the vacation ever again. Now I know what you're thinking. Oh, but investing in real estate is so hard and time consuming. But fear not, my friend. The Passive Income Playbook makes it easy and very straightforward, step by step. So why not visit jjplaybook.com today and schedule a conversation with one of our sales counselors and download your own copy. Trust me, it'll be the best investment you make this year. Besides, maybe you get that feeling that you're going to buy back your time and also create a legendary family life. Because let's be honest, what's better than financial freedom and quality family time? Not much, except maybe that peace of mind that comes when you know you'll never have to choose between work and family again. So go ahead, make the investment and prioritize what truly matters in life. Your family will thank you. One more time, go ahead and visit jjplaybook.com.
Oh yeah, I noticed this a lot when I worked for Tony Robbins because when people would join his membership, it was just per person and it was very expensive. So a lot of people would just only one person would do it and the spouse wouldn't. And it was really hard because that it means one person is growing one way, like going on these trips and going to these events. And then they come home and it's like, who wants to hear that when it's like, I've been sitting home with the kids for a week and you're out, you know? And so I saw a need for that. And that's why when we started Your Best Life, I was like, this program needs to be inclusive. So it's the whole family because it was sad. A lot of times relationships, you know, broke apart that I saw because you weren't doing this together. Now, the ones that did it together, it was great. They grow together. They fed off each other. It was beautiful. So that's why in our program now it's inclusive. So it's like, it's your whole family. That's why we're always like, you can bring your kids on trips. We don't want it to be like, oh no, it's just per person because it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah. That's a big separation.
Yeah.
But sometimes too, though, What do you do with the people where it's like you, it's all inclusive, but still we teach at EO events. Sometimes Jamie and I will do a couples thing for EO. And sometimes without fail, we'll get that private conversation like, man, this is so good. My spouse wouldn't even come tonight.
They're not
interested in this extra growth learning, I guess you would call it. Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice on that? And this isn't a trick question. It's just something we come across and we do our best to.
Right.
Address it, but it's a hard question.
Yeah,
it's a hard question, and I think unfortunately, it's like that does happen, right? So it's like you really need to look at again, like your values and your partner's values. And I always say, like, we each are our own individual, and no one's responsible for my happiness, my partner's. I'm not responsible for his. So it's you really need to take care of yourself and not have an expectation of your partner, because you're going to be let down all the time. So if you're going to events or networking and they're not coming, it's going to make it worse when you're like, hey, it bothers me so much that you don't come on these trips and da-da-da-da-da, because they already probably feel like, well, you're leaving me. There's a big disconnect already. So they really, I think, both need to look at themselves and not like this blame game of like, I'm doing this and you're not coming. Well, you're leaving me and I'm staying here. And I always encourage everyone needs a coach, like you guys and what you're doing with people. It's like, we need help. We need support. We go to someone and we love it because it helps us see our blind spots. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to blame. But when you really have to look at yourself, it's like, oh, okay, I see my role in this. But yeah, I think if someone is at the point where it's like, if their personal development is more important than their relationship, well, then I think they need to figure out maybe we're not aligned with one another anymore. And sometimes difficult decisions have to be made. But I really think there's a way to salvage it if you have the right support.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And I think too, like that falls into like core values, because you referenced doing core values with your children and your spouse as a team. And we've done that. And I just think like, even our own children are constantly learning. That's like one of our values is like lifetime learners. And so I just think that's like a core value at like the most basic.
I think people have so much fear. It's like, they're so afraid to go to a networking event or to meet new people. It's really fear-based. And it's true. It really starts with our kids. We have our kids like in leadership programs and teaching them outside of what they're learning in school and teaching them to travel. And a lot of it has to do with where we came from, but it's totally changeable. I've seen it happen a million times, but it's that fear. And if you transform the fear into awareness, I think the transition into trying new things is a little bit easier than being so afraid. But I think most of it comes from fear because people, they don't know and they've never done it. Not every parent is like us and teaches their kids these things.
So true. What are some other things you've referenced a couple of times about like raising your children as an entrepreneur parent? And you said, how is that balance? Because you said, if I'm not on the road, I'm fully present and available. What does fully present and available mean to you?
So when I'm not traveling, I work from home. So I am there to make my kids breakfast every day, bring them to school, pick them up, do my partner. He coaches their sports teams. We have all our meals together. We're lucky our 16-year-old, he actually likes hanging around with us. Like, so he's not like on the weekend. I can't believe it. I know. I'm like, wow, when I was this age, I was not doing this.
We say that all the time.
Hopefully you're giving yourself a high five. You and your partner, because people say, what is a sign that you've done it right?
And compliment.
We think that our kids actually like to still hang out with us. And they're 18 and 20 or 2 of us. So that, I think you're hitting the nail on the head right there.
Yeah. And kind of getting them to not be live in fear and tap into their creativity. Our 6-year-old at the time was 4. He started his own business selling cupcakes and bracelets and made some money. So every summer he does that at our beach house. And now we have a dog. So now he's moved on to dog treats and things like that at dog parks. And then our 16-year-old, about a year and a half ago, we got him involved. Well, 2 years ago, he did Tony Robbins offers a youth leadership summit for kids, for teens. So he participated in that. And this year he's going to San Diego to do that again and meet kids from all over the world. And then he also, like, we got him into like doing stock trading classes to learn that. Like, I don't want my kids to feel like, oh, I got to go to school, go to college, then work until, you know, I'm like 65, then I can enjoy. It's like, no, money is a tool. So it's just something that we need to do things that we love. And it shouldn't be so stressful and so rigid.
That's so true. We actually just started a solo podcast yesterday about alternative education and how important, like the difference between college versus alternative learning and
Right. Experience. Even our little one goes to like an innovative Montessori school, and it's just, it's not this like one box fits all, especially kids. They all learn so differently. And that's what's so cool.
Yeah. No, Jamie has started and ran both Waldorf and Montessori.
Oh, awesome. I love it.
We're very outside because school was awful for me. I mean, I was an ADD kid. I was always in trouble. I couldn't sit still. And honestly, it wasn't until after college, which I really just went to prove everyone wrong, that I could actually graduate. That's when I started to learn. That's when I started to find this alternative education. This
Can you imagine if you went to a Tony Robbins when you were 16?
Can you imagine? I know. Yeah,
it's about 11 years later.
Like,
I always said, if I could go back. And so Keith Cunningham was my mentor for 5 years early 20s. So that was good. But I still said, wow, I wasted all this time. And for me, it was. I'm not saying that for everyone. But if at the age of your son's age, I had just started doing specialized classes on personal development, financial intelligence, relationship skills, I can't even imagine the trajectory. And that's what we're hoping for our kids and yours, which you don't have to take the normal path.
Yeah. Our parents, they did the best they can, right? It's like, we're just always trying to do better. And it's like, okay, what can we do? And what have we learned that we can do for our own kids?
Well, the old programming is powerful. When we wrote, our oldest son's 20 now, he has his own inshore charter fishing business. He's about to buy his first home. But we wrote this blog, said that our 12-year-old is leaving school because we were like
10 years ago.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
8 or 9 years
ago. My math is back.
It was 11. So that's why we said 9. And it was like, people were just like, they thought we were almost,
abusing our
child.
Oh, I'm sure. Right.
So it's like, we almost felt you couldn't see it. The intention was good. The result we had a pretty big faith in, but for our parents, it was just so foreign to even think outside those boundaries. So,
Because people are taught to just, this is what you're told to do. And this is what you do. And God forbid you think.
Or focusing on values or the four F's, as you said, to take an inventory of where you're at.
Yeah.
Maybe in each of those categories, and how are you being served in your faith and in your family? And
exactly.
Overall, I want to end with just a powerful question. What would be the first step for a family like you're teaching right now to take this alternative approach? What do you think To live their best life.
Now.
But now, and start now where they're going, gosh, I don't want to wait till my kid's 26.
Yeah. Well, I think they need to sit down and get really clear on their vision and mission of their family. And I believe in writing and journaling, and I'm a big meditator. And I think that's when the answers come to you, is in silence. It's really hard for a lot of people. So even if you could do 2 minutes, 5 minutes a day, just, again, I feel like we're so programmed and just keep going. Nobody has time. There's 24 hours in a day. We do have the time. It's just about really prioritizing it, because as you guys know, kids, it goes by like this. It's like they're little one day and then they're gone. Like 18 summers. I know. I was like, it's so true. So don't waste it. We are here on such a short ride and we don't know when it's going to be over. So I would just recommend sitting down with your partner, or if you're a single parent or whatever, just get clear. Okay, what do you want? What do you want? And what do you want your children to experience? And just start writing. And then you'll move closer to that vision, as long as you're measuring it, because you can't manage something you don't measure. So you got to take action. I'm a big universal person, but you got to take some action behind it. And get involved in a community or some people that can support you with that. What you guys have is a beautiful thing, what you're doing. It's showing people that this is possible. When I see things like that, it's like, if you see a family who's doing it and you admire that, follow them, and become friends with them. Like, that's your tribe.
Awesome. No, I love that. Can't manage something you can't measure. I feel like that's the wisdom I needed to hear today. Speaks to a couple different layers of things we have moving in our life. So I think that was great.
Which is half the reason we do this podcast. It's that's what we need.
The learning is amazing.
And how beautiful to do it together. You're working with like-minded people and having fulfilling conversations that give you some drive and fill you up.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a business coach of mine who was helping me. He said, now, do you need to do the podcast? I said, we don't need to. We really enjoy to.
Yeah.
That's why it's not
so fun.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like work, because it's exciting, you know?
Well, it's just like you said, we learn so much. So just one of us had this conversation today to try to relay it back. Do you see that? Like we talked
about. Exactly. Here we are again. Right. Right.
Relay the whole thing back to me or one of your masterminds. Yeah. This way we're getting those little doses together.
It's an experience. And I tell people all the time when they want to come on trips or something with us and they're on the fence, it's like, I can't explain it to you. It's an experience. You have to just come be a part of it and feel it. And it's same with this. Like you said, this is an experience. One of you listen and then go back and try to explain it because it's not going to pull at each other's heartstrings the same.
No.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. Megan, where can people learn more about you and your best life now?
Sure. Well, our website is yblnownow.com. And then you can find us on Instagram at yourbestlife.now. And send us a DM. We'd love for you guys to come on a trip with us as my guest or join us every Thursday. We have what we call speaker spotlights from 10:30 to 11:30 Eastern, where we bring on a top expert, whether it's in family, fitness, and finance, for an hour to have an open discussion.
Awesome.
So anytime you guys are free, come on.
We would love that. And I think we have a mutual friend, or at least I know our buddy Tim's story has been on.
Tim, yep. He had a faith event in Mexico a couple years ago, and he was one of our speakers.
Oh, he's a great guy.
We just spoke yesterday afternoon. So I was like,
oh, that's awesome.
My assistant texted me right before I got on with you, and she was like, oh, Tim's been on their show. I was like, oh, that's great.
Yeah. Small world. So small.
It is. It's small. It really is.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on, Megan. We appreciate
you
sharing.
Thank you, guys. This was so fun. And again, thank you for what you're doing in the world. It's beautiful.
Oh, you too. Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks for joining the 18 Summers podcast and putting your family in priority position. Subscribe and leave a review and help other families just like you.